Good morning to you, John Torrey, indeed, sitting in here for John Moore. You know, there's a lot of things that discourage you and that make you skeptical about, you know, well, look at the Eglinton Crosstown, you know, where it's been under construction. It's actually happening. There's no doubt about that. But we can't seem to figure out when it's going to go into operation because of all the problems. And some of them are understandable. But if you want to talk about frustration or skepticism, I was one and maybe continue to be a little bit about the notion that we could ever have in this country something that other countries have put in place. Some of them have put in place the kind of the high speed, you know, really super high speed sort of bullet trains, as they used to call them. In our case, we haven't been able to get even a higher speed train and high frequency train to Montreal. And they've always talked about that corridor between, you know, Quebec City and Windsor, in place where there's so many millions of people who travel back and forth. And I was saying to our guest, Martin Amblot, that, you know, I went to Montreal for the Mulroney funerals, I told you earlier in the week. And when you add it all up, I mean, going to the airport, I flew, and you go to the airport, you go through security, you sit there, you get on the plane, you get off, you're at the Dorval Airport or the Trudeau Airport in Montreal, and then you have to go downtown. And that takes you the better part of at least 5 hours. Same with the train, which was my backup plan because it was snowing, you'll remember, last Friday. And driving, of course, can be at least 5 or 6 hours. And so Martin Amblot is the CEO of something called Via High Frequency Rail. He's here this morning, and I think it's actually happening. Are you going to make me after all these years of dashed expectations, me and a whole bunch of other people happy with a train that runs at high frequency and higher speed?
We'll make you happy and we'll change the life of millions of people, especially the next generations, because this infrastructure should have been built 30 or 40 years ago. There's no reason why we remain the only G7 country not having a fast train between three capitals.
Exactly.
Just good sense. And 20 million people live along the corridor between Quebec and Toronto, so we have the density, we have the need, it's just time to get it done.
So in a nutshell, what stops us from having this with the present infrastructure? Because, and I think I know the answer, but I think we've got freight traffic, we've got other passenger trains, we've got level crossings, but what do you have to do? What new or different infrastructure do you have to put in place as part of your project to make this faster, more frequent train a reality?
So what we're talking about is a fast, frequent, and reliable train. The issue today is that the tracks are owned mainly by the CN and the corridor. And the CN is a great service, and they need fast service for the freight, so hear me right, to support the economy growth. But VIA does not own the tracks, so they cannot have a reliable service behind the CN. So what we need is a fast, reliable, electric, dedicated track. So what we're talking about is developing and building close to 1,000 kilometers of new dedicated tracks, similar to what is being done, what was done in France or Spain or any other European countries. So it's a significant endeavor, significant project, but the justification is there. Congestion are increasing, we're down on productivity, young people don't drive the same way. It's just the good timing to do it, and we'll take the time to do it right.
Now, any of these projects, and it does seem to be the case as well, I'm not trying to be down on Canada. I love Canada. I think it's the greatest place in the world to live. But these other countries, when you mention it, seem to have got these things done, you know, in a reasonable number of years so that I could look forward to the prospect of riding on this train in my lifetime. Are you more optimistic than might have been the case with all the previous iterations of different kinds of trains that we can actually get this done? And by the way, just while we're at it, who would pay for it?
Yeah, of course, I'm optimistic. I was the CEO of the Port of Montreal, a 200-year-old institution, so I quit that job for what I call a pipe dream. So I want to get this done. Three things are super different than what was done before. First, I lead a corporation entirely dedicated in developing that project. Second, we're associating ourselves with the private sector because the government only cannot do this. Let's not kid ourselves. So we're associating ourselves with the private sector. We're in the middle of an RFP process, a request for proposal, three very large consortium, and we will pick that consortium by next fall. Then we'll start the development. Thirdly, again, look at the statistic, the congestion and the productivity, the time that we lose, that you lose on the highway and the airports. It's just required to do it. And who will pay for it? There's a significant cost of doing it. And my intuition is that the cost of not doing it is even more a problem because we all pay for it. I was looking at the stats of the productivity of the country over the last few weeks and months. We're dead last in the OECD, and one of the reasons is our transportation infrastructure is not sufficient, is not adequate.
Now, I realize, and I'm talking to Martin Amblot, who's the CEO of something called the Via High Frequency Rail. By the way, high frequency, we can understand the faster aspect of this, because it'll be like an express bus route in that it won't make as many stops. But the high frequency means that you'll have quite a few trains a day.
Much more departure, because you want to get there fast, but you want to be back reliably the same day. So the corporate name does not reflect the reality. It's a fast, reliable, and frequent service. It's not about frequency only. It's really about the speed of it. And the speed means two things. It means being fast per kilometers per hour, but the main objective is to reduce your journey time. Today, it takes you 6 hours to get to Montreal if you drive. And if you take the train, it's 5:30 or 5 hours and a half. What we're talking about is something that will be below 3:45, 3:30, potentially 3 hours. That will make a significant difference in how people commute in that important corridor.
Now, this in and of itself, and you mentioned electric earlier on, is going to be an environmentally friendly service in that if it's electric, it'll be using electricity to power the trains as opposed to diesel. But there are other environmental considerations that will have to be taken into account. And it seems, again, with major projects, I'm not complaining about this, I'm just stating a fact that we have these very complicated, very time-consuming processes that go on for years before you even can put a shovel in the ground. Is that something that you think you're going to have to confront when you get this, kind of consensus that you talked about and get ready to go ahead, that you'll have then years of environmental study that won't have any shovels in any ground anywhere?
It's a long and difficult project to develop and build. Let's not kid ourselves. Second, I've built large linear infrastructure for most of my life, like hundreds of kilometers, and there's a recipe to do it. And the recipe is taking your time initially. Develop this, do your engineering, talk to the communities, establish the right relation. We want to establish a relationship with the indigenous communities also. So taking your time initially and then go fast after. So 4 or 5 years of development, which is kind of boring to announce because you want to take your time, be below the radar, and then construction would start in, let's say, 5 years. And we will do this in segment. It's not like one project for 1,000 kilometer. We'll do it probably in a few segments. So we learn how to do it and move along and learn from the experience.
Certainly my own experience is that if you do that homework, if I can call it that, including with the community, as you said, and on the environment, then things will go much more smoothly when you actually get started. With the construction and the operation of this train itself. And would this be operated of necessity by VIA, or might it be operated by somebody else as a separate venture? I guess these are the kinds of things you got to sort out as to what's best.
Well, let's say it's a consortium that we're developing with the private sector. So the private sector will be the operator of this train. And we need so many talents. We need to add I don't know how many jobs for the operation of this. So it's going to change the lives of yourself, of myself, and the next generation. And there's close to 35 colleges and universities along that corridor, 700,000 students, and some of them don't have driving license, and they don't have car. Cars are expensive today. We need to allow them to commute more efficiently in that corridor, and building a train is just the good things to do for them.
Well, I'm on your team, and you can come back anytime to talk about this and promote this if it'll help speed things up, because I think as you said, we are decades behind other parts of the world, and this one gives me hope that we're finally maybe going to get something done and have that train before too long that we can all ride on, because it's going to be a much more comfortable way and a much more stress-free way to get between Toronto, Montreal, and Ottawa and back. And I just think it's something that, as you say, our economy needs, our tourism needs it, everything needs it. So I wish you good luck, Martin Amblot, who's the CEO of Via High Frequency Rail. And what did you say it should be called? Via Fast and High Frequency Rail.
Something like this.
We'll work
on the corporate
name. Put in a change of name application.
Yeah, I think we're working on it.
Good luck with your work, and thank you very much for joining us. That's Martin Amblot, and that is a very exciting project.